There's been a lot of instability in Libya, too, especially in Benghazi. Just last week, 10 people were targeted and killed there. That was on Friday, or Black Friday, as some Benghazi residents are calling it now. Among the victims was a teenage peace activist. Maureen Olivesi has the story.
A teenager with scruffy hair and a huge grin on his face holds a sign. "Smile," the banner reads, "you're in Benghazi." It's a picture of Taufik Ben Saud brandishing a message of hope for his hometown. That was in 2012, when hope was still in large supply in Libya. Noor was a friend of Taufik's. She says unlike many others, he never stopped believing in that message.
To be honest, everyone backed out ages ago. He was the only person that was still, like, hopeful, and he was the only person that kept on going.
Noor says she and Taufik marched for peace, picked up trash, and got out the vote. But as the city turned more violent, Taufik's friends started leaving Benghazi. Noor and her family got out 2 months ago, but Taufik wouldn't budge.
Even when I left Libya, I called him and I told him, it's getting scary and you need to take care. And he always said the same thing. He always said that everything's going to be fine and we have to have faith and we have to keep going. Because he wanted to see a civilized, democratic, peaceful country, and he just fought for that. And the only way he fought was through his voice. He was never, never a violent person.
Taufik was shot dead on Friday, along with another teen activist, Samuel Kwefi. 8 more people were murdered in the city that day. Noor says Benghazi has seen its share of violence since 2012, but Friday's rampage marks a new low.
Everybody I've been in contact with is either in a funeral, going to the funeral, or coming back from a different funeral. So everyone's just in a state of grief for now. And I'm fearful that there's nothing we can do about it. People are starting to lose hope. And that's the worst thing ever that could happen to people that had so much hope back in 2011.
Most of the killings in Benghazi aren't random. The 10 targeted on Friday had one thing in common. They stood against radical Islamist militias that have taken root in eastern Libya since the revolution. One of the groups is Ansar al-Sharia, the al-Qaeda franchise in Libya, believed to be responsible for the killing of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. They declared Benghazi an Islamic Emirate in July. Residents say the militants have checkpoints outside of the city, so they control who goes in and out. Faraj Arabi says Ansar al-Sharia's campaign of terror has dismantled civil society in Benghazi. There's no police.
No military. No university. You cannot talk in the media, because you will lose your life. No judge. Nothing.
Faraj, who's an engineer, refers to his hometown as Benghazistan. He believes the only way to tackle radical militants is by force, so he supports the one man who's led the charge against them. Former General Khalifa Haftar launched an offensive in May against Ansar al-Sharia. He ordered airstrikes without authorization from the government. Amal Bayou, a representative from Benghazi, says Haftar's ways might not have been right, but there was no other way.
So, what you can do if you face this problem, if somebody would like to kill you, you have to attack him before he's killing you.
But Haftar's offensive turned Benghazi into a war zone. Noor, Taufik's friend, says it was suicidal to attack radical groups with so little force and support.
Right now in Libya, you have forces that are stronger than you think. And if you come at them with a force that's much weaker than their own, you're going to get hit very badly. And a lot of innocent people will be killed in the meantime. You can't come in and expect yourself to gain victory in a fight where you're not the strongest.
Noor says she and Taufik had long debates about how to address the terrorism tearing apart their city. But she also remembers her friend as the teenager he was. Despite living in Benghazi, Taufik's hopes were also like others his age. On Facebook, he posted his wish list for 2014. Among the items, change my mobile, learn to play the guitar, grow up. For the world, I'm Marine Olivesi, Tobruk, Libya.